Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace. I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina, and I want you to just sit back and enjoy today on learning how to control what you think. If you can't control where your mind goes, you will never control your behavior. And you say, what do you mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is that you and I are a spirit, we possess a soul, and we live in a body. So as we deal with our minds and the way that our minds think, all of us were raised or reared, if we want to call it, in homes that had different mindsets. Some of us were raised in religious homes, and some of us raised in worldly homes, and some of us were raised in split homes where one was religious and one was lost. And so we kind of adapted to the mindset, and we want to take a young man today. We want to bring him in to the church, and he's raised and been reared in that kind of home of a religious mindset. We want to come in and preach this message of grace, and we don't understand what's going on in their life. And so what began to happen is what the process that we begin to go through, and I think we begin to experience, was an overwhelming revelation of Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2. And I love what it says, because it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So it's your reasonable service to present your body as a living sacrifice unto God. Now, what does that really mean? What does that really look like? Well, verse 2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, the word renewing is a word that means to renovate. So if I'm going to renovate an old house, I'm going to take that old house and I'm going to make it new again. Well, he regenerated us and he renewed our minds as we begin to bring our mind back to the way it was with Adam. Before Adam's fall, our minds were absolutely of Christ. Now, 1 Corinthians 2 and 16 tells us that you and I have the mind of Christ. But the Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Now, how do I get transformed? I'm being transformed. The word transform is the word metamorphosis. We get our word metamorphosis from it. And it means that you and I are going through a process of change. It's kind of like a butterfly. When he's in that cocoon and he's trying to break out of that cocoon, if you break that cocoon open, that butterfly won't live, because he don't gain his strength by coming through the obstacles of that cocoon and getting his strength by pressing out. And it's a process. And as he begins to break out of that cocoon, then he takes his wings and he flies off. But you and I have got to break open that shell of that old Adamic nature of the way you and I were thinking before Adam, and when Adam lost his mind in the garden, you and I took on that mind that had been seasoned by the divine revelation, not of God, but of darkness. And so now, through 25 or 30 years of living based on this world, we think like the world, we act like the world, we react like the world, and he wants us to change that. Because as the Word of God is being sowed into my mind, I can find out God's good, acceptable, and perfect will of God for my life. Now, I can never find God's perfect will for my life if I don't find my mind. And I've got to grab hold of my mind. My spirit is a done deal. It's absolutely perfect. There's nothing got to be done to my spirit after I get born again. My spirit has never committed another sin. My spirit is absolutely perfect. But my mind has got to be transformed. It's got to be metamorphosized. It's got to be changed from that old way of thinking to the new way of thinking. And as I begin to change that new way of thinking, then I have obstacles with circumstances. Well, if I've done this and acted this way under the old covenant and under my not being born again, then I've got to change that way of acting. So if I don't change the way I think, I'll never change the way I behave. And that's where the first thing happens in this metamorphosis experience, this transformation experience, because the first thing that happens when the Word of God comes to you is revelation. You get revelation. It reveals truth. You hear something, you know something you ain't never heard before. The more you attend to the Word, the quicker it takes you to transfiguration, where you begin to change. When you get a revelation, you begin to change. And that change process begins to break you open. It begins to let you think differently. You begin to act differently. Why? Because you've been being transfigured. And then the Word begins... revealed begins to work a transforming in you to deal with your thinking, your attitude, your personality, your behavior. It affects and changes your life as it continues to cause it. It takes on a manifestation. And after a while, you begin to see that change in your life because you changed the way that you're thinking. And if you change the way you think, you can change the way you behave. So you don't think like you used to think. You don't think those old thoughts that you used to think. Why? Because you've renewed your mind with the Word of God. You've renovated it. And as you've renovated your mind, you begin to change the way that you think. See, I think the most powerful thing is our minds. And if we can bring our minds under subjection to that Word, that mind will begin to be transformed. Because, you know, metamorphosis is a change as a result of something, a change through association. Change and metamorphosis sometimes is the same Greek word. Why? Because he's trying to change us with this marvelous message of grace into where our minds begin to think like our spirit has already known. And then we read this word and it says, by his stripes I'm healed. I've got revelation that Jesus is the healer. He's just doesn't forgive me of my sins, but he's also healed my body. Now I can grab that revelation and it'll begin to manifest in my life. That's the great thing about this beauty of grace and learning to control how I think.